staying hungry. If you're in a tough situation right now or things don't seem to be going that well, I've got some good news for you. Congratulations. And I don't mean to be flippant, but I'd like to point out that if you're in too comfortable a place, if you have too many opportunities for distraction, if you have too many opportunities to let your standards down, if you have too many opportunities to go off track, because we're human, we will tend to go off track. That's why, whether it's a Colonel Sanders who's living out of his car, and all he's got is a chicken recipe, or if it's an Oprah Winfrey who's growing up in a tough situation, or it's a Nelson Mandela who's locked in prison, people who don't have any other choices or any other alternatives oftentimes will maximize and go through the doorways that they're given and create extraordinary results. That's why so many people who seem to be growing up and given every opportunity, every advantage, money, education, connections, and yet they fail miserably. Why? Because they've got so many connections, they've got so many opportunities, and they've got so many opportunities to waste to reward themselves for failing. See, when you're in a tough situation, if you're in that place right now, you know what? You can be thankful for it. Or at least realize that maybe this is your opportunity to be more focused than you've ever been in your life, more driven than you've ever been, more clear than you've ever been, and realize that this will lead to the results that you want. You know, Sylvester Stallone had a great story about this and about how he created, you know, essentially the legend of Rocky. And he lived the story of Rocky before the Rocky movie was ever even completed. You probably are aware of it, that he was bankrupt, penniless, and he turned down $300,000 from the promoters and the producers to not star in his own Rocky movie. And he turned down and he held his ground. Why? Because he had a vision. But also, they asked him later on, they said, you know, why was it you were broke? Why was it you were penniless? You were living there and it basically caused even problems in your with your wife. And he says, you know, people ask me that all the time. They go, why didn't you just get a job? You know, I could have gotten jobs in cars. I could have gotten something. And he says, I was so focused on what I wanted to do and what I wanted to become. And, you know, he'd been failing miserably. You know, he could only get parts as a, you know, he always had that look as basically a thug. And he couldn't break through. He said, I was afraid that if I started getting some results somewhere else, that I would stop being hungry, that I would get too comfortable, that I wouldn't be as driven, and that I wouldn't get the dreams that I really wanted. Now, you may not want to go to the extremes that Rocky did or Sylvester Stallone did, but I think there's something to be learned there, that sometimes our toughest times are our greatest times. You know, I ask anybody who's a phenomenal success, and they look back fondly over those times. Staying up late, driving through, making things happen. So this may be your time. And if it's not your time, maybe you can create your time. Don't get too comfortable. Stay driven, stay focused, and you'll have what it is you seek.